Hey, this is Matt, and you're listening to Reconstructing Faith, where we break down what we believe so that we can deepen our faith and reconstruct it stronger. I'm so excited that you tuned in. Now let's start the show. All right, what's up, everybody? Look, this is my first time going live in Green Room, so I'm pretty excited about this, actually, because I've never used Green Room. I've been pretty averse to Clubhouse because I just didn't see much value in it, but I think Green Room has a lot of amazing opportunities. So I'm going to start using Green Room for episodes of my podcast. You can find Reconstructing Faith with me, Matt Koenig, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, wherever good podcasts are. So today I want to talk about what if Jesus has faith in you. And I want to talk about this from the perspective of a story that we read about in the Bible. So there's this story of Jesus and his disciples, and his disciples are in a boat going across Lake Gennesaret to Sea of Galilee. It's called different things like Tiberias. It's got different names, different times of as it's recorded, because oftentimes it would be renamed for the region. That was kind of like the big city around it, if you will. But that's not what's important. What's important is these guys are in a boat and a storm comes up, and then they see what they think is a ghost walking on water. And they're like, ah, it's a ghost. But Jesus tells them, hey, it's me. And Peter says, if it's you, tell me to come out on the water. And Jesus says, come. Now, when we read this story in the Bible, I hear almost every single pastor talk about how this was an example of Peter's faith, right? He stood out because he had faith in Jesus, so he walked on water. And then we, of course, see it says, you know, that Peter had his eyes in the waves and the storm, and then he started to sink. And the lesson that's always taught is that Peter took his eyes off Jesus. Peter lost faith in Jesus, and that's why he sank, and that's why Jesus says, oh, you of little faith. But today, I want to deconstruct that a little bit, and I want to talk to you about a different perspective on that story. Because I think the Bible teaches us things. There are layers, right? Multiple layers of things we can learn from different things in holy scriptures and things like that. But I want to talk to you about a different perspective of the story that you may not know about, nor may you have considered. So multiple people have talked about what I'm going to share with you. This is not something new to me. This is something I learned, which is why I'm sharing it, because I think it's powerful. But in Jewish culture, a rabbi, here's how things would work. When you were a child, you would literally, when you were a young boy, you would learn the Torah by like somewhere between the age of 7 and 10. You would have memorized all of Torah. First five books of the Bible. It's nuts. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You would have memorized all five of those books in the Bible. And if you were really, by the time you got to that age, I think it was like age 10, you would have memorized these. Now, if the rabbi saw that you were someone who had potential, right, you were kind of like top of your class, they would encourage you to keep learning. But most young boys, they would say, okay, now you're 10, now it's time to go into the family business, right? But if you were good, they would invite you to learn more, and then you would memorize the rest of Old Testament scripture. That's a lot, by the way. That's like 2/3 of the Bible, just so you know. But if you were really the best of the best, you would get invited to be part of the Talmudim, right? They're disciples, they're followers, right? Or you would ask the rabbi, you know, let me follow you, right? I want to follow you. Or the rabbi would say, hey, you're the best of the best of the best, follow me. So then you'd go on this journey if the rabbi selected you. But most were not selected. Most were not selected. But for the choice few that were, they would follow their rabbi everywhere. And there's a saying, and I learned this yesterday, I heard it on the Bama podcast, Rob Bell has talked about it, but there is this saying that this kind of blessed, like, may you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. And if you think about that, it's like, you know, you're walking behind your rabbi, you're picking up everything that they're leaving behind for you. It's pretty fascinating, right? This old saying, may you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. So if you were a disciple of a rabbi in those days in the Jewish faith, what you would do is you would want to do everything your rabbi could do. You would want to do everything your rabbi does. So in the story where Peter steps out of the boat and walks on water, as every pastor teaches it, almost everyone that I've heard about, you know, Peter having faith in Jesus, that's why he stepped out in the water. Peter losing faith in that moment in Jesus, which is why he sinks. And then Jesus, you know, rebuking him for his little faith. But that's, there's a different perspective on that. And that may not be what actually was taking place. So thinking of it from the perspective of rabbi and disciple, rabbi and their Talmudim, Peter sees Jesus walking on water and says, "Hey, if it's you, Jesus, call me to you." Peter could have been saying, "I want to do what my rabbi's doing. If my rabbi's doing this, my rabbi called me to follow him. My rabbi believes I can do what he could do." See, up to age 10, you memorize the first five books of the Torah. If you were pretty good, you continue, right? As I said a moment ago. But for a rabbi to say, "Follow me," it meant the rabbi believed you could take their yoke upon you, that you could learn to do what they do. You could teach what they teach. You could be like their being. Now let that marinate for a minute. And here's why. Because as Jesus called his disciples, look at the vocations they were in. Matthew was a tax collector. Peter and Andrew, Simon and Andrew, they were fishermen, which means they weren't the best of the best. They weren't selected by a rabbi. There was no other rabbi that said, "Follow me, because I believe you can do what I can do." So when Jesus called them to follow him, he was saying, "I believe in you. I believe that you can do what I can do." So, you know, when we read a story, it says, you know, Jesus, you know, says to Peter, you know, and to Simon and Andrew. Simon is, who, when I say Peter, I'm talking about Simon. When he says to Simon and his brother Andrew, "Follow me," and they drop their net and follow him. Sometimes we read that like, what would make them just drop their net and go after him? Like, that's like they're giving up their career. What's up with that? It was because a rabbi was saying to them, "I see you as worthy. I believe in you. I believe you're good enough to follow me." So Jesus took the people that other rabbis thought were not good enough and called them to follow him. But there's more to the story. So now let's go back out into the water in that storm, and Jesus calms the waves. Jesus, or doesn't calm the waves, sorry, in that story, Jesus tells, you know, Peter, you know, come. And Peter steps out in the water. And then Peter starts to sink. And then when they get back in the boat and Jesus says, why do you have such little faith? Perhaps Jesus wasn't saying, "Why didn't you have faith in me?" See, when we look at the story, Jesus wasn't sinking. So there was no reason that Peter would have lost faith in Jesus. Jesus wasn't panicked. There was no reason for Peter to lose faith in Jesus. So it doesn't seem like Jesus was saying, "Why did you lose faith?" as though Peter lost faith in him, but more, "Hey, I called you to follow me and I called you to come out here. I had faith in you. I believe in you. Why don't you believe in you, Simon Peter?" Now, to even further this and kind of, I'm going to say, even more proof that this is probably more likely what Jesus was saying in that moment, that Peter's little faith wasn't that he had little faith in Jesus, but he was questioning Peter to say, "Why'd you have such little faith in yourself? Like, I see so much value in you that I called you to follow me." And he says, "Why do you have such little faith in yourself?" Right? But further proof of that is before Jesus ascends to heaven. As Jesus gives the Great Commission and he tells his followers to go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, right? As Jesus is calling them to do that, he doesn't say, "I'm going to check on you and make sure you're doing it right." He doesn't say, "Listen, you guys might be able to pull this off." What Jesus says is, "I'm leaving. And I'm leaving humanity in your hands to carry on what I called you to do." What Jesus was saying at the core of that is, "I believe in you. I believe you, my followers, have what it takes to continue to share this good news, this gospel, this message that God has sent me to give you. I believe in you enough to send you into the world to share that message too. My friends, as you listen to this, I want to encourage you and say that if you are a follower of Jesus, Jesus also believes in you. So don't doubt yourself and start sinking. If Jesus believes in you, who are you to question your worthiness? May you, my friends, be covered in the dust of your rabbi, Jesus, the Messiah. And may you carry out the mission that he's assigned all of us to. In his name, may you introduce people to the good news of Jesus and help them become disciples as well. Listen, thanks for tuning in. If you dig this, let me encourage you, go to anchor.fm/reconstructingfaith and subscribe in your favorite podcast channel. Whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, wherever it is, subscribe. You can go to anchor.fm/reconstructingfaith, and then that will give you links to your favorite podcast networks. Listen, I thank you so much for joining me. This was my first time on Green Room. That's where I recorded this today. And I hope you'll also follow me on Green Room. Download the Green Room app right now. It's absolutely awesome. It's a fantastic way to connect with other people and do live drop-in audio. I hope that you'll join me on Green Room. I hope you'll subscribe to the Reconstructing Faith podcast. And may God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you as you walk in the way of Jesus.